Hello, this is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrapper, introducing a special on our goalkeeper, Kevin Kelleher. We want to find out a little bit more about the keeper that we're all expecting to start the League Cup final on Sunday. So where else to go? But a plane over to Cork to visit his club and find out a little bit more about the boy. And he was a boy when he joined, when went right through the ages there. So we spoke to his manager, who went with him throughout the age groups, and one of his teammates as well. And also thanks a lot to Sean, the secretary of the club, who very kindly gave up his time to drive us around, but also to speak to us. And then after those gentlemen, you will hear about two people who work with him at Liverpool's academy. So you've got the manager, Neil Critchley, now manager of Blackpool, of course, but was the manager of the under-18s when Kevin was there, and also managed him in a famous FA Cup tie as well. And then after that, we've got Liam Coyle, who is now at Accrington Stanley, but was one of Kevin's teammates all through the ages at Liverpool after he joined as well. So thanks a lot to all five gentlemen who joined us to tell us a little bit more about Kevin. He's a quiet lad, but what we're hearing is he's got a bit of cheek about him as well. He's got a bit of fun in the dressing room. So it was really nice to find out a bit more about his personality, what made him tick, and also the reason he's got to where he is today. So thanks a lot to all the guys for giving up their time. Obviously for Josh and Fuad for coming over to Ireland with me as well. You'll hear me and Josh now doing these interviews. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it helps get you in the mood for Sunday. He's as cool as a breeze.
And it's John Gibbons and Josh Sexton, and we're over in Cork, and we want to do a little bit of a special on the goalkeeper who we're all fairly sure is going to start the League Cup final, and that's Kevin Kelleher. And where else to find out a little bit more about him over in Cork than the club where he started out at, we're at Ringmahon Rangers. And yeah, they've been fantastic with us. Thanks so much to them. They come picked us up from the airport, showed us around their fantastic complex, and now we're going to have a bit of a chat with some people who were with him and played with him. So gentlemen, if you can first of all introduce yourselves for us, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, my name is Eddie Harrington. I was Kevin's manager from under 11 to under 17 here at Ringman.
My name is Quilta Hayes. I played with him from about under 6 to 7s till his very last game with the club.
Fantastic. So
10 years plus, whatever it was.
Yeah, so we're all the way through together. And first of all, Eddie, for you, then having that team, you know, all together must have been a really nice experience, you know, to have all these boys to take him through. And I gather you've had a bit of success as well.
Yeah, I suppose when Quivín started with us, well, he started when he was six, but we kind of, when I took over the team, we were under 11 first division, and we kind of had, I think Quivín would agree, we always had a kind of good connection with the team and the parents and stuff. It was kind of a good family, kind of a club anyway. But yeah, as Quivín was just saying there, on his last day down here, we won our first trophy, which was kind of ironic, really, that he got sent off with such a raptures report, you know, but it was great that he could win his last trophy, or sorry, first trophy in his last day in the last minute with the club. It was nice, you know. I think, again, like that, you know, he played with some really good players on our team, and we were lucky that we had kind of Cork representatives on the team the whole way through, and I think really, really good teammates. And I think more so that he used to enjoy himself just coming down here after, like, you know, after being in trials in England and going over to ourselves for extra training and stuff like that. We just come back and we'd have a bit of crack in training, to be honest with you, like, you know, that we'd that kind of a buzz, I think, with the team, like, you know.